This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today we're going to talk about something fun, something that will definitely bring out the nerd in me, and I'm actually really excited to be talking about this. We're going to talk about personality quizzes and also personality types. We're going to talk about the 16 personalities, the Myers-Briggs type indicator, which I think is one of the most common personality quizzes out there, and it's also the first big personality quiz that I stumbled upon growing up. I remember doing my first one during high school, somewhere during boarding school, as I was trying to understand and learn why I was different. And so it's a very nostalgic thing for me, and I'm very excited to talk to you about this as well. Besides the 16 personalities Myers-Briggs test, we're also going to talk about Hogwarts houses, because I think that is also a very important thing for anyone who's interested in finding community to know as well. If you don't know what Hogwarts is, it is the school in Harry Potter. So yes, we'll definitely talk about that. But why is this a topic of interest for me today? My friend and I, we had a lovely weekend celebrating ourselves, celebrating each other. And it was a very good time to be reflecting on our friendship and also how much we've grown. And we did something really fun, actually. We tried Pilates for the first time at Well and Being. It is a wellness center here in Otipoti, Dunedin. It was really fun. It was my first time doing Pilates. I have done like mat Pilates, but not reformer Pilates. And it's very different. And it's quite difficult, too. I did come back with a sore body. But you know, trying something new with a friend was definitely something that I appreciated doing over the weekend. It was something that I've always wanted to try, but it's just easy to try scary things with a friend with you, and you're not the only person who's new in the room. So yeah, really had fun trying Pilates for the first time. And after the Pilates session, we actually had a facial skincare session with Dermalogica. It was really fun to give each other facials, and I really appreciated the time that was spent with my friend. And after all of that, we went to a cafe, we had lunch, and we started talking. And there was a time when we were, you know, giving each other advice. We were reflecting on each other's experiences in life. And some context, both of us are psychology graduates. So we do have the tendency of like really listening deeply and, you know, giving the best advice, as a lot of people think psychology students do. We were talking about something, and my friend said, "Wait, are you an INFP?" And that was just insane, because I am an INFP and she is an INFP as well. So we found out that both of us had the same personality type, which is just insane, because firstly, I didn't realize she was an INFP, but secondly, I only sort of became an INFP, or realized I truly was an INFP early this year, which is something I do want to talk about today, because the journey of realizing that
you can change personality types, even though you have been one type for like many, many years is possible. And that just shows how flexible human beings can be. You don't have to be, you know, a one type person once for the rest of your life. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to move. You're allowed to make different choices or feel different things depending on who you are, your circumstances, the values that you bring to the community. So we are going to talk about that today. But I just thought that it's really, really interesting to find out that my best friend and I share the same personality type. And we're definitely going to talk about what INFP and all the other 15 personality types mean. So there's definitely a lot of personality quizzes. Today, we're going to talk about the 16 personalities test. Maybe touch a bit about the Hogwarts houses. But there is actually a lot. There's also the Enneagram types of personality types, which I don't think I'll bring up too much in today's episode, but I'll definitely bring it up in the future. So how did I start, you know, exploring all these quizzes? I think it was during boarding school. I was trying to figure out why I feel things, why I felt a bit, you know, different to other people. I want to understand why. And I think we all have that time in high school where you're questioning, why don't you fit in? Why do I feel different about certain things? And why do my friends not care about the same things I do? So all those questioning led me to doing a personality quiz. And I found out that I was an INFJ. And apparently, INFJs are the most rare personality types in the whole world. And we're going to talk about that because actually that made me feel good. It made me feel good knowing that I'm one of the rare ones and people don't get me. And this is why I really appreciate my time being an INFJ and also the friendships that I've made as an INFJ when I meet other INFJs. But these 16 personalities are very popular. It is really like the four letters that put you in a group of different people. So when I say I used to be an INFJ and now I am an INFP, it just means you're a different personality type. But let's talk about what that I, what that N, what that F or P or J means. So the first part of the 16 personalities, my Briggs type indicator is to see whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. So it's either an I or an E. So as a introvert, I definitely had the I strand in the personality test. So for introverts, it means you recharge alone, you think inwardly, you think from the inside, you make decisions from the inside, and you prefer quiet reflection. But for extroverts, you recharge with people. It's better for you to talk things out rather than reflecting inwardly. And you feel more energized by social interaction rather than being alone. And I think this is definitely like the most obvious, very obvious type of way of finding out people's personality types. And I think people are quite open about who they are, whether they are an introvert, extrovert, or whether they put themselves in the middle, which is called the ambivert.
And I think for most of my life, I have always been an introvert. Both my parents are introverts. I think most of my family are introverts besides one brother, Adam. And it's really interesting to be able to have conversations with other people and also, meet people. And then you can really, it's a really good conversation starter as well. Oh, you must be an introvert because you act like one. Or, wow, you must be an extrovert because, whoa, I'm really tired talking to you. I used to think that it's obvious to tell if someone is an introvert or an extrovert, but now I don't think you can. People think I am an extrovert because I work in a radio station, for example, or because I am currently talking to you right now, but it's not about like shyness or, not wanting to talk to people. That is not the definition of whether someone is introverted or extroverted. It actually is, introversion and extroversion is actually around where you get your energy from. Do you get your energy and recharge your social battery by being alone and, reflecting on things on your own? Or do you get more of your recharge by being with other people, and that's how you gain more energy? So, it's really interesting that now people are definitely more aware the concept of introversion, extroversion isn't about shyness, isn't about whether you can talk to people or not. The world's best leaders are introverts. I will not say who they are, but apparently that is a thing that people are saying. We just have to understand that just because you are extroverted or you are, loud, it doesn't mean you are extroverted and it doesn't mean you are a good leader. So, very interesting, introversion and extroversion. So that is what makes the first leader of the 16 personalities. So whether you are an I or an E. The second leader is either S or an N. So it's either sensing or intuition. And this is really around what you focus on. So for example, the S comes from sensing, and for sensing, it's either you focus on facts, you focus on the details, you focus on what's real and what's practical. That's a really interesting one. The second letter, the other letter besides S is intuition, so that's N. So for intuition, you focus on ideas, you focus on patterns, you focus on possibilities, you focus on like abstract meaning in life. And you can also think about like your gut feeling and how that feels for you. Whereas the sensing is really around what you are seeing and what's real. Very interesting, eh? Reading this, I automatically know which one I am. I am definitely an intuition. That's why I do have an N in my personality type. Because I do like to focus on, like, the possibilities of something that can happen and also bringing meaning into things, even though it's not technically real yet. I like the idea of idealizing something that could happen. So that is what the S or the N, the sensing or the intuition means from the 16 personalities test. The third
The third letter comes from thinking, which is T, or feeling, which is F. So thinking means you make decisions based on logic, and it can be, you know, rules or objective analysis, anything that is more numbers or logical things that, just having those data is important to you before you make a decision. So the third letter there is actually about how you make decisions and how you operate in life. So that is what the T is for. It is about people who, you know, before they make any decisions, they judge something by how logic they are and whether they make decisions on, the facts that's presented to them. It's a very factual thing. Whereas the other letter on the third line is feeling, F. And for the feelers out there, it's for people who make decisions based on values, based on emotions, and how it affects people. And this is pretty interesting because I have always been a feeler growing up and, you know, but back when I was an INFJ and now as an INFP, I have always realized that my percentage of a feeler was a very, very high as compared to thinking. So I definitely make choices based on how I feel. And that means, you know, I would use my gut feeling before I make any decisions. It has to be something that I feel aligned to. And it has to be something that aligns with my values. It has to be something that follows what I'm feeling at the moment. And also, I think about how my actions, the decisions I make, are going to affect other people. It's really interesting because I am very, very bad at being... What's the word there? At being... Being just? Is that the right word? It's difficult for me to make decisions without considering how other people are feeling. So, so that is really the third letter of the 16 personalities test. The last one, which is what I got switched from, is J, judging, or P, perceiving. So the J from judging is around structure, planning, and order. It means you like having decisions made. You like to be in control. You like that things have a system. And, you know, reading this right now, it was definitely something that I preferred then. I just prefer being very, very organized to the point where I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, or I know exactly what I'm going to do next week. I keep a very detailed calendar, and it's the judging part that is very useful in that sense. The P comes from perceiving, and perceivers prefer flexibility, they prefer options, they prefer spontaneity, so they prefer to go with the flow. And this is something that I really realized that I value now more than ever as a adult, you know, like post-student life and having a full-time job now and, you know, just having a lot of things going on. I think one of the reasons why I prefer flexibility, I prefer when things are different, when things are new and fresh and creative, is also because I felt like my structured life was so rigid back then. But yeah, I'm really appreciating the new
experiences that I am receiving with being more open in life. But that's not to say that, you know, the judging part isn't there. It's not like a black and white thing. I think that's something I need to mention here as well. You're not like either this or that. It just means that you have more like dominancy in each characteristics. And if you, even if you do the test, it doesn't say you are 100% this, 100% that. There are different like levels as well. And especially with like the sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, judging, perceiving, you can actually tell that you have different, you might be like, you know, 30% something or 70%. You could even be a 45 and 55. I had to do my maths. 45 and 55. You know, it's just really about which trait is more dominant. So in my case, the judging and perceiving, I wouldn't say I'm 100% flexible in my plans and I, you know, don't plan at all. But, you know, if you know me, I like to keep things organized. So, yeah, it's just that I am flexible now. So if things change, it doesn't bother me as it used to. Once I realized that I was an INFP, I was very happy, and like anyone else in this world who is really into personality tests, they would go on Google and they start Googling and try to understand what the INFP personality type means and what's important to them and their values. And what's really cool about the 16 personalities test, especially the website, is there are different like different scenarios. So for example, it shares like I'll use my case, INFPs with their families, INFPs with their love life, INFPs in their career, INFPs with their friendship. So it really gives you like different scenarios on how they work and how they bring themselves in the community, which, you know, it's a fantastic read. Once you have done your quiz and you want to learn more about yourself and what, you know, because when you learn your strengths and your weaknesses, it just really helps to understand why you do certain things and why you are at risk of some toxic behavior, which you should try to avoid doing. But one of the fun things that I learned is there are a couple of other fictional characters that I love that are INFPs. For example, Audrey Hepburn. I love Audrey Hepburn, and she's an INFP. Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter is an INFP. I really appreciate that. And Shirley from Anne of Green Gables is INFP. And I love Anne of Green Gables. It's just something that I grew up watching, and I love the books. I love the Netflix series that came up recently or a few years ago. I just love her way of romanticizing her life. And even though, you know, she had it tough. But yeah, I'm just really happy to be associated with these fictional characters, even though they're not real. But as an INFP, I don't really, you know, they are real to me. I think this topic deserves another part, so I will leave it here and come back to tell you about more personality quizzes, because I'm just realizing now that it is something that I really like talking about, and it just gives you something to look forward to in the next episode. So I will see you again next time. Hopefully this just sparks your interest in finding out what personality tests personality types you are. Definitely go on 16 personalities. But yeah, I will see you again next week, and hopefully we'll talk about this a lot more. Ka kite.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.